folks, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, because guess what? We are rolling out our 36-ounce Porter Ted, and we got a special contest because I want to put my meat in your mouth. That's right. Oh, I thought I screwed that up.
Hey, Ted, it's Phil Hendry.
Oh, yeah, Phil, it's thank you very much. I wanted to, it's okay. When you take my phone, ask me.
You guys go through this every time you're on the air, you know that?
What?
Yet the whole thing with the phone.
I apologize, Phil. I grabbed the phone. Basically, what he's supposed to do, and he didn't do, was over top of the Lisa, where she sings, we want to put our meat in your mouth. And I didn't. I messed it up. It's supposed to be over top of her singing.
All right, so Ted, you're singing this?
Yeah, it's part of the promotion, Phil, and we're very excited about the 36-ounce Porter, Ted. We're rolling this out, and we have a contest. We're very excited. The winner gets an all-expenses-paid weekend for two in Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, that's lovely, Ted.
Yep, and we're very excited about that. What do you think of that, man? That's great. I'm sure. I didn't mean to. So that's what we're doing, and the contest, Phil, is essentially how much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth? Now,
Mr. Bell, a lot of people complain about that.
Could you please not have Bud?
Well, he has a good question. I mean,
Phil, how many times have I gone through this with you guys?
I know you say that you don't mean anything dirty by it, but every promotion, every time you roll out that slogan, how much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth?
Yes, and only because, God, did you hear that?
Hey, Ted, yeah, you just went, yes.
I know. I sounded like some bitch. I'm sorry. Look, Phil, I...
Call him back.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you said bitch. I know. You're not allowed to.
Okay, I get it. God.
All right, Ted, you pissed off?
No, but I didn't like the way the general and you characterized me. So here's the thing. I understand, Phil, that you guys are having a hard time with... But this slogan is what Ted's known for that. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Now, the Porter Ted rolling a delicious, a beautiful 36-ounce porterhouse steak, Phil. And it is with bone-in, okay? You hear that, Phil?
Yeah, bone-in.
Yeah. God, don't say it like it's... You think it's something filthy, huh?
No, I don't. I just heard it.
You know, we pay a lot of money to be on your show, Phil.
No, not really. No, you don't.
Oh, listen to that. You just went, no, you don't. Yeah, see? So it isn't just me.
All right, Ted, so let's get to it here. You are...
Okay, don't push me.
I want to get to it here. You've got a contest. Ted's of Beverly Hills with the new Porter Ted. 36 ounce. It's delicious. We understand. Bone in. And you're having a contest. How much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth? Now, how will this contest play out?
All right. Thank you very much, Morgan. I'm glad that she's asked. I can tell you. I think I'd rather... Oh, boy. I'll go back in the kitchen, Phil, where I'm... But, yeah.
Yeah, guys, please.
No. Jeff, come on. Tell him. It's okay. Yeah. All right, Phil, what we're going to do is how much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth? We will have couples, men and women, and we will alternate, okay? The first couple, it'll be the man who tries to get Ted's meat in, and then it'll be the woman, okay? Then the man, and we alternate back and forth.
Now, why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
Why does it even depend on what the gender?
Because Ted's of Beverly Hills is a steakhouse. It's a date place. It's a date destination. We have young couples come in, and we thought that we'd get them involved in, you know, I understand it, and Phil, I agree with you in a way. I understand how it all sounds in your minds. It plays out as something filthy.
No, wait a minute. It isn't so much that. It's not so much that. It's that you alternate between the man and the woman. Why can't you just one person pick a member of the team?
Well, yeah, you could, but what we're trying to avoid... And, can I do that? Hi, Phil. Thank you, Chef. Very good. What we're trying to do is avoid having nothing but...
Having nothing but women go up there.
Yes, right. So if we have a team and the guy says, you go ahead, baby, you know, you can have...
And what if it's nothing but guys?
If it's nothing but?
If it's nothing but guys who go up there to try to get as much of Ted's meat in their mouth as possible.
Well, okay, then you have another problem, you know.
Well, what problem do you have?
the perception, Margaret, okay? The perception, we want to put, Ted wants to put his meat into your mouth. How, you know, how do you think Frank would feel about that?
Okay, so we've gone from, it's not sexual, it doesn't mean anything, there's no sexual innuendo, to, oh boy, we may have a problem if the men are trying to get Ted's meat in their mouth. What if it's all women?
What if it's all women? So in other words, you're saying if it's all women as opposed to men.
Yeah, well, what if they pick the female?
Then I think you have, I think it's, I don't know. So, it's Rudy. We feel that if it's nothing but the women lining up to try to get the meat in the mouth, you know.
I see. So it's a big joke for the guys, is that it?
No, Margaret, no it isn't. It's not a big joke for the guys. We just don't think it'll get a bunch, it'll get a couple of laughs. Is there something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with getting a few laughs?
So, in other words, you guys are going to laugh at these women trying to gag down.
Oh, my God, you just said gag it down? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Phil, that's unfair.
Well, look at guys. You know, every time this we want to put our meat in your mouth topic comes up, there's always, like I said, there's always some innuendo. You guys, I know, say there isn't any, but by having, for instance, when you say that the men, all the men are putting their meat in Ted's mouth, it might be a problem, but when the women go up there, you're going to get a bunch of laughs. Is that it?
We thought it'd be good for a couple of laughs. Never mind. We'll change the promotion, Phil. We'll have nothing but guys. Would you rather they bend over and take Ted's meat?
All right, well, that's proof right there that you guys think in terms of garbage and filth. The sewage that rolls through your brains every night as you have your Ted's of Beverly Hills, we want to put our meat in your mouth, extravaganza experience. It's all nothing but a lot of juvenile sewage. That's what it is.
No, Margaret, it is not.
But then why did you say that about the women? Well, Ted, I agree with her, man. You know, you're saying, hey, if the guys are, you got a bunch of guys, like, look, at the best of luck to you, man, if you want to have that contest. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Well, what about what Chef Chedilia just said? Would you rather everybody bend over? How much can you get of your hand? Yeah, would you like that, Phil?
I don't know, man. That's not how you eat steak.
Well, okay. I mean, what do you suggest?
Here's what I suggest. Have a steak eating contest like they had. We used to do rib eating contests. Remember that?
Oh, that's a pain in the ass. Well, you know what? I suggested that to Ted. I said, you should have a steak eating contest, and the person at least, it doesn't matter. You have teams. You know?
Yeah, you have teams of four or five people, and you put down that platter. Maybe you put down two or three steaks and see how much of that they can eat.
What are you talking about?
You've never seen these rib-eating contests.
I saw the ones they used to have with Tony Romo.
Yeah. I was in a bunch of them when I was doing my disc jockey show. We'd go over with some listeners, and they'd put down a big plate of ribs. And once you ate all the ribs, they'd count the number of bones that are left. Okay?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, you said you're the guy that said bone.
And you're the guy that said bone in.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, we put a platter, and then we count the number of bones. I mean, those are 36-ounce steaks.
Yeah, I don't know how. Maybe just one team could eat one steak.
Well, that's not really a contest, you know, one steak. Okay, here's the winner. They ate a steak. You know, that sucks.
Well, all right. Look, do whatever you want to do, man. If you want to have women lined up to see how much of Ted's meat they can put in their mouth, I guarantee you're going to have a lot of problems.
You know, Phil, you show me no real respect. You show me no real confidence. You don't really show me any. You know what I need more than anything else is someone to give me a little bit of respect. Threw the phone at me. He's having a bad day.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Between the bad, you know, we had the opening of the rooftop, and it turned. You know, last year we had the opening of the rooftop, and we had a view of the gas station.
Yeah, is the rooftop still open?
It's open every now and again, but every time Ted goes up there, he says to me, and I quote, I come up here, I see that view of a gas station and two dumpsters, and I want to leap from this roof.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. No. Yeah. We worry about that Ted, he's going to take a running jump off the roof because he's so depressed to see the gas station.
Hey, what are you guys saying? We were talking about how you threaten suicide.
Are you threatening suicide by jumping off the roof?
Oh, come on, you guys. Yes, I do get depressed when I go up to the rooftop.
Do you have that open all the time, Ted?
The rooftop dining accommodation is open, I don't know, 3-4 days a week. It, you know, I don't really like to have people go up there because, as we have very clearly stated, the view, which should have been of the beautiful sparkling lights of Beverly Hills, instead it's a dumpster, it's a gas station, a dumpster, and now some guy's got his car up on blocks.
You got a dumpster, a gas station, and a car up on blocks. That's the view from the roof of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes, the rooftop dining.
That's why, Ted, you said
I was feeling particularly despondent. I heard your pre-show, Phil. You're feeling pretty despondent, too.
No, yeah, but not bad enough to take a run and jump off your rooftop there at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, why would you be over here? You'd take it and run? Huh? That doesn't make any sense.
Never mind. Are you thinking of killing yourself?
Of course not. I'm rolling out a promotion, Phil.
Well, you said, what did you say there? Hold on. Rudy said that you said you're going to take a running leap.
I got depressed when I went up there. I saw the gas station, a view of a dumpster, and a guy's car was up on blocks. And I said, you know what? For all the world, I just might as well run.
Said he'd like to run and take a jump off the roof.
Yes, I did, okay? Yes, I did. You still feel like killing yourself? No, I don't. I never was all that serious. But it is...
It's tough to see, huh?
Yeah, it's very tough to see. I put my life into this restaurant, and I got a view of a dumpster, a garbage can, a guy's car that's up on blocks, and some old lady's underwear on a clothesline. Don't people use dryers anymore?
Wait a minute, Ted. Yeah, this is getting more interesting as we go. So you're seeing a car up on blocks, a dumpster, a gas station, and an old lady's underwear.
No, a whole row of an old lady's underwear hanging from a clothesline.
So why don't you have it just facing the boulevard?
It is. Okay. So
that's facing the boulevard, an old lady's underwear.
That's right, Phil. You know, it's Beverly Hills. I didn't make the place. So, yeah, when I go up there and I go, hey, here's Ted's of Beverly Hills, rooftop dining. Yes, it's romantic. And then I sweep my hand along the scenery as I'm introducing a young couple to it. There's the underwear, there's the dumpster, the gas station, the car and blocks, and there's a guy asleep in an overcoat on the street. So
now we have a guy asleep on the street.
Yes, Phil, but it's not a static situation. So, what I'm trying to do is just get my mind off of that.
I have to get Ted's mind off of that, and we want to put the meat in the mouth, you know?
All right. So this contest is how much of Ted's meat can you get in your mouth?
That's right. How much of Ted's meat can you get in your mouth? We have the couples line up, and we have the steak. Chef Chidelli is there with a fork, and he'll say ah, and then the people are, yeah, you know? And then you just put that steak in there.
And keep shoveling it in.
You keep shoveling it in until they say, oh, you know, what were you saying, Chef? Yeah, we say, we'll keep on eating until you gag, you know. We'll keep putting Ted's steak into your mouth until you gag.
Oh, isn't that just a great sell line?
What are you?
Come on, Ted.
What? What do you mean, come on, Ted?
We keep putting the steak in your mouth until you gag.
Yes, because, again, when the women line up.
See, this is the whole thing, man. Ted. You're using the women as the punchline here.
Yeah, he threw the phone at me again. We'll think of something, Phil.
You're going to have women lined up there, and you're saying, okay, open wide, here's Ted's meat, right?
Yeah.
And then they're supposed to gag.
Yeah, a playful gag. They go, and then we give them a thumbs up. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay, get Ted, will you?
Ted. Yeah.
Ted, I think it sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's what we're doing. We'll have Ted's Beverly Hills pour out the...
Come on, Ted.
All right, the Ted's of Beverly Hills, the Porter Ted, 36-ounce, roll it out. How much of Ted's meat can you get in your mouth? Get it. Yeah. Hey, Ted's of Beverly Hills, steakhouse, you come on down. Hey, everybody, Ted Bell, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's the all-you-can-eat Porter Ted. How much of Ted's meat can you slip into your mouth? Here at Ted's. Oh, shit.
What happened?
I missed the line again.
Ted, you have to wait for the instrumental part to end. Want to do it again, Ted?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, Phil. You can cut out. I said shit. You can cut that out, right?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Ted, the Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's the great Porter Ted, the rollout, the big 36-ouncer. How much of Ted's meat can you slide deeply in your mouth? Here at Ted's, we want to put the meat in your mouth. How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, what? Get a load of this guy. What's wrong with him, Phil?
I don't know, Ted. You're sounding too oily. You're all, yeah.
This is a contest. This is a promotion. It's very important to my restaurant.
I know that, but it sounded too... Ted, you're sounding, yeah, we want to put the meat in... And you said, that, one of those, you said, we want to put the meat in the mouth.
Yes, because we see... When I see a whole bunch of my customers, I see one big mouth. You see what I'm saying? It's that we see one that we want to put Ted's meat into the mouth. Into that gigantic mouth.
Okay.
Okay. You always know when Phil's wiping with your feelings. He'll go, okay. It kind of hurts, Phil.
Oh, get out of here. You guys know what I'm saying. Thank you, Ted. God bless. And we'll see you at the big rollout of the big porter, Ted. 36-ouncer. All you can eat. Put Ted's meat in your mouth.
Yeah, that's the... Thanks for butchering that. Jesus. Thanks a lot.
You gonna sing it again?
Why not? Hey, Ted. A Beverly Hills, a big house, get it on that. I don't want to do it anymore. Turn it off. Turn it off. I don't want to do it anymore.
Thanks, Ted. See you around, huh?
See you around. What?
Ted Bell, folks, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. All you can eat, Porter Ted. How much of that can you get into your mouth? No, how much of Ted's meat can you get in your mouth? I'm sorry. How much of Ted's meat can you get in your mouth? Ladies first. Jesus Christ. I don't know why you keep that man advertising on this, whatever this is.
This podcast?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yes. Why?
Because we like him, Margaret, as we like you, as we like everybody. I'm Phil Henry. Will you turn that off, bud? Thank you.
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on podcast one, August 4th. Did I say Firth?
Yeah, you sure did. August 1st.
Yeah, August 1st, Dr. Ed Elcott elevated to Overlord. Yeah.
Don't forget to line up and get Tez meat in your mouth.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah.